This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome. You are so warmly welcome to the Hour One Nugget. And today, we're at part 17 of The Peace of the Father. Oh, beloved. I say this all the time, but the second you say those words, the peace of the Father, the peace descends. It's just incredible. You look at your life. You look at what you've done in your life. You have regrets. You look at the sin. And you look at the shame. Because you have sinned. And you say, the peace of the Father. And it's like God just washes it away. Yes, you have to say, Lord, forgive me for what I've done. Yes, you have to forgive those who have hurt you. Yes, you have to be without bitterness in your life because you have forgiven. Yes, you need to be turning heavenward. But yes, oh yes, the peace of the Father descends. Colossians and the third chapter. And in verse 14 and 15, we read this. And as I read this to you, beloved, whatever you're doing, if you can, if you're driving your car, you can't close your eyes clearly. But if you possibly can, I want you to close your eyes, block out the world, block it out, because your dad is going to talk to you. Your heavenly Father is going to communicate with you. Through his word, listen to this. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in what? In perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. That is a message I cannot reiterate more. Because of what God does for us, oftentimes we forget to say thank you to him. Oftentimes we turn our heads and continue in our lives because that crisis that was last week has now gone. It's no longer there. So we don't need you now, Lord. And because of that, we turn our faces away. Until the next crisis hits. And that, beloved, cannot, underline 12 times, be the way we live. Because Paul, when he was writing to the church in Colossus, he was saying to them, this is what you must do. And God Almighty, through his word, is telling us exactly the same. This is what we must do. We don't have a choice. We don't have a choice. Above all. In other words, nothing else matters. This is your number one priority right now. This is at the head of your list of what you must do. Above all, clothe yourselves with love. Why? Because it binds us all together in perfect harmony. You see, if I am really loving you, and you are really loving me, then we're bound together in what Paul calls perfect harmony. Oh, Lord God. And if you want to hear something that is perfect in harmony, listen to this music I'm playing. Listen to this now. That is perfect harmony. And as you and I love, we are bound together in perfect harmony. We are, in other words, in tune with each other. We don't need to be singing, but we are in tune, you and I. You and your loved ones. Me and my loved ones. Me and my community. You and your community. And as you gather today, as you are here right now, listening to Worship Radio 247, you are in tune. In perfect harmony with your brothers and sisters around the globe. They don't know you, they can't see you, but they are loving you. You don't know them, you can't see them, but they are loving you, and you are loving them, and then you're in perfect harmony. And then Paul says this, and let the peace, this unimaginable peace, the peace that I know you are feeling right now, but let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. Let that peace rule in your hearts. And how can you do that? You can just say, Lord, Father God, I need your peace in my life. I need your peace to take over everything. I need your peace to rule over me. Can you do that for me, Lord? Can you do that for me? For I know you can. Pray that with me now. Father, let your peace rule over me now. In the name of Jesus. Father, change my life from today. I don't want to feel that peace now and again. But Lord, I want that peace to rule over me. In Jesus' name. Paul is saying, because you are members of one body, we are called to live in peace. That's part of our calling. Whatever we do, Whatever we do for Almighty God, you may well be a pastor. In actual fact, I believe there is a pastor listening to this message right now. And this message is hitting your heart in a way you never imagined it could. I believe you are a leader of a large church, and you pastor many. And this message is for you. And I believe it's revolutionary for you, because this is not the way you've lived. There hasn't been peace. That peace has been lacking. Because you thought what you were doing for God, but you took your eyes off God and looked toward man. And as you looked toward man, you looked for man's approval. And you never felt that peace. But today, today, that peace is changing your life. And I believe not only is it changing your life, but it will in turn change the life of those you pastor, because it will revolutionize who you are. I sense it. I feel it. Oh, Jesus, you are wonderful. Because whether you pastor or not, you are still a member of one body, the body of our Lord Jesus. You are part of that. You are part of his body, as are those who you pastor. And beloved, you are called. And if you listen very carefully, you can hear God calling you. You can hear and sense through the Spirit of Almighty God that what I am saying is coming directly from him and not from me, not from my mouth. For I am here to serve him. I am here to worship and adore him. We, as a body, are called to live in peace. And in the space of 10 minutes, your life has been changed. I'm talking to you now. Your life has been changed, because you sense it, because you feel it. Finally, Paul says this, and always be thankful. Telling the Lord Jesus how much you thank him for what he has done. As you are in this wonderful state of peace now, I want you to thank him. I want you just to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For he loves you so much. The Word of God says in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, and verse 4, for you are precious to me, you are honored, and I love you. And when he says, I love you, he really means it. Say thank you to the Father now. Thank you, Father, for everything you have done for me. Father, I will live in peace, as you have commanded. Say that with me now. Father, I will live in peace, as you have commanded.
You are amazing, Lord.
Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace. And always be thankful. Father, I pray in the name of Yeshua now, as you have brought this message, Father, I pray it penetrates all hearts who are listening. I pray, Father, it changes lives. I pray, Father, it revolutionizes lives. And I believe, Lord, because of this message, you are setting alight many people around the globe, because you are God and you are my Father. And Lord, we know that your word will never come back void, but it will penetrate and it will do that which it's supposed to do. And we give you all the glory and all the power that is due your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.